supposed that he could not be worse off than he was, he told him he might go if he would, so off they set together. So Dick got safe to London, and was in such a hurry to see the fine streets paved all over with gold that he did not even stay to thank the kind wagoner, but ran off as fast as his legs would carry him, through many of the streets, thinking every moment to come to those that were paved with gold. For Dick had seen a guinea 3 times in his own little village, and remembered what a deal of money it brought in change. So he thought he had nothing to do but to take up some little bits of the pavement, and should then have as much money as he could wish for. Poor Dick ran till he was tired, and had quite forgot his friend the wagoner, but at last, finding it grow dark, and that every way he turned he saw nothing but dirt instead of gold, he sat down in the dark corner and cried himself to sleep. Little Dick was all night in the streets, and next morning, being very hungry, he got up and walked about and asked everybody he met to give him a halfpenny to keep him from starving. But nobody stayed to answer him, and only 2 or 3 gave him a halfpenny, so that the poor boy was very soon quite weak and faint for the want of victuals. In this distress he asked charity of several people, and one of them said crossly, "Go to work for an idle rogue." "That I will," says Dick. "I will go to work for you if you will let me." But the man only cursed at him and went on. At last a good-natured-looking gentleman saw how hungry he looked. "Why don't you go to work, my lad?" he said to Dick. "That I would, but I do not know how to get any," answered Dick. "If you are willing, come along with me," said the gentleman, and took him to a hayfield, where Dick worked briskly and lived merrily till the hay was made. After this he found himself as badly off as before, and being almost starved again, he laid himself down at the door of Mr. Fitzwarren, a rich merchant. Here he was soon seen by the cook-maid, who was an ill-tempered creature, and happened just then to be very busy dressing dinner for her master and mistress. So she called out to poor Dick, "What business have you there, you lazy rogue? There is nothing else but beggars. If you do not take yourself away, we will see how you will like a sousing of some dishwater. I have some here hot enough to make you jump." Just at that time Mr. Fitzwarren himself came home to dinner, and when he saw a dirty, ragged boy lying at the door, he said to him, "Why do you lie there, my boy? You seem old enough to work. I'm afraid you are inclined to be lazy." "No, indeed, sir," said Dick to him. "That is not the case, for I would work with all my heart, but I do not know anybody, and I believe I am very sick for the want of food." "Poor fellow, get up. Let me see what ails you." Dick now tried to rise, but was obliged to lie down again, being too weak to stand, for he had not eaten any food for 3 days, and was no longer able to run about and beg a halfpenny of people in the street. So the kind merchant ordered him to be taken into the house, and have a good dinner given him, and be kept to do what work he was able to do for the cook." Little Dick would have lived very happy in this good family if it had not been for the ill-natured cook. She used to say, "You are under me, so look sharp. Clean the spit and the dripping pan, make the fires, wind up the jack, and do all the scullery work nimbly, or—" and she would shake the ladle at him. Besides, she was so fond of basting that when she had no meat to baste, she would baste poor Dick's head and shoulders with a broom or anything else that happened to fall in her way. At last her ill usage of him was told to Alice, Mr. Fitzwarren's daughter, who told the cook she should be turned away if she did not treat him kinder. The behaviour of the cook was now a little better, but besides this Dick had another hardship to get over. His bed stood in a garret, where there were so many holes in the floor and the walls that every night he was tormented with rats and mice. A gentleman, having given Dick a penny for cleaning his shoes, he thought he would buy a cat with it. The next day he saw a girl with a cat, and asked her, "Will you let me have that cat for a penny?" The girl said, "Yes, that I will, master."